USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some comforting news perhaps for those getting the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The company claiming this week its COVID vaccine is highly effective against the Delta variant. That variant now in 92 countries, including the U.S., just 9 months after first being detected in India. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday what concerns him most about the variant.
My worry is for those who are not vaccinated, because this virus stands to spread even more quickly than other variants among the unvaccinated population. That's what we're seeing in Missouri and Nevada. And I worry that unless we quickly get more people vaccinated, we will see that in other states as well.
Meanwhile, at least six firefighters at the scene of the South Florida building collapse have tested positive for COVID. No word on if it's the Delta variant. Elsa weakening in the Caribbean. It's now a tropical storm after reaching hurricane status yesterday. Florida could feel the effects as early as Sunday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fund, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Tropical storm Elsa posing a threat to search and rescue crews in South Florida. The attorney for Miami-Dade County saying yesterday search and rescue crews are under an immediate threat. Besides Elsa, he finds the part of the Surfside condo that's still standing is in danger of collapsing because of instability. Meanwhile, more bodies found yesterday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
And over the course of today's search, we did recover two additional victims. We now have 22 confirmed deaths. 188 people accounted for, and 126 unaccounted for.
While no survivors have been found in over a week, she says the time isn't right to shift to a recovery operation. Rescue operations underway in Japan. At least 19 people missing after a mudslide today in Atami, about 60 miles from Tokyo, the seaside resort area getting hit by heavy rain all week. The monthly unemployment report released yesterday, it shows 850,000 jobs added and the unemployment rate rising from 5.6% to 5.9%. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It pays to work at the White House. The Biden administration this week releasing the salaries of its 560 employees. Combined, they make almost $50 million. That makes it the highest paid executive office staff since 2009 under President Obama in his first term. Outside of President Biden and Vice President Harris, the highest paid employee is Immigration Policy Advisor Molly Groom. She makes over $185,000. A woman who disrupted the Tour de France facing possible punishment. Here's Brad Bernards.
The woman who allegedly held out a banner causing a crash of dozens of cyclists during the first stage of the Tour de France last Saturday has been identified and is undergoing police questioning, the Brest prosecutor's office told CNN. The accident happened when a female spectator on the side of the road held up a big sign which caused the pileup. The woman could face up to 2 years in prison and a fine of $35,000, according to the Brest prosecutor's office. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
LA Angels pitcher slash outfielder Shohei Ohtani makes baseball history last night. Ohtani hits two home runs in an 8-7 win over Baltimore. That gives him 30 home runs this season. He passes Babe Ruth for the most home runs in a season by a player who also pitched at least 10 games. And the L.A. Dodgers get to celebrate last season's World Series win with a visit to the White House yesterday. They're the first team from the four major professional sports to visit the White House since the pandemic. The president has invited the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.